are starting out the day right today here at the Northwest Credit Union Association Max Credit or Conference, and we have Abigail Franklin here from is it Global Credit Union?
Yes, Global Credit Union. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Strategy.
Oh, very cool, very cool. And so you have a wonderful story. Well, I mean, it was a little scary in the beginning.
Yes.
About your daughter and then how Credit Union's for Kids and how your Credit Union helped out. You just want to give us a quick 411, quick summary on what happened here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started at Global 20 years ago and have been raising money for CMN through the Credit Union's for Kids program as long as I've been at Global. Mm-hmm. And 2 years ago, we were on a ski trip and traveling back when we got a call from the caretaker that our daughter had rolled off the bed and was unconscious.
Oh, no.
And breathing heavily, and she rushed her to Sacred Heart Children's Hospital, to the ER. Mm-hmm. And that was the last we really heard until we arrived about 2 hours later. Mm-hmm. When we got there, they had just moved her up to PICU, where we found out she had type 1 diabetes. So we had
no idea.
That's
my next question.
Yeah, no idea. And sadly, that's how a lot of people find out that they have type 1, mm-hmm. because their body just stops making insulin.
Okay.
It's an autoimmune disease, and there are some symptoms that a lot of people have, but Lauren didn't have any of those.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, now we're grappling with the fact that not only does she have this chronic disease, mm-hmm. the doctors were giving her about a 10% chance of survival.
Oh my gosh. Oh my
and gosh. It's never a good sign when you walk off of the elevator to be greeted by the chaplain.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, I'm a very positive person and optimistic and thought, well, 10%, that's not bad, right? We can do this.
Better than one.
It's better than none.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because of the connections that we've made with Credit Unions for Kids and CMN, one of the first visitors was the director at the at the local at Sacred Heart. She came down and she's like, "What is going on?" My boss, the COO, was at the hospital within an hour. Just the community of credit unions that surrounded us. Unfortunately, Lauren then had to be put on a ventilator, mm-hmm. an oscillating ventilator, mm-hmm. because she developed ARDS, which is another very scary condition with about a 20% chance of survival.
Goodness.
And thankfully for CMN and the funds and research that they've put towards the hospital and the children's hospital, that oscillating ventilator was available for her that helped her really pull through.
Mm-hmm.
And on the fifth Sunday, we walked out of the hospital and she's great.
Oh my gosh. Miracle.
It is a true miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just am so thankful that there are people, you know, in the credit union movement and our members are very generous communities that donate, even though they, you know, they don't have a child who's sick.
Right.
But so many children benefit from those donations and that commitment.
And I think people forget that children's hospitals, they're nonprofit organizations, because we go to one, we have frequent flyer mileage at the one in San Diego with our kids. And we're there all the time. And I think they have a bed waiting for us, and your doctor's waiting for you, that type of thing. So I can totally relate. I mean, not at that level, but I think people forget that these are nonprofit organizations and they need donations, and credit unions year after year step up and donate their funds and stuff to these hospitals that help out. Just stories just like yours.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing, amazing.
And, you know, it's just those little touches, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was unconscious and on a ventilator for 2.5 weeks. And then when she started getting better, you know, it was those little things like the iPad she could play on and the speech therapy and the art therapy that they brought in and music therapy and all of these things where she, you know, didn't even realize that she had been in such a dire state as she was recovering.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really helpful for the family, too, because when a child gets sick, that whole family affected.
Mm-hmm.
And our little boy was just 1 year old at the time and was learning to walk in the hospital in the children's area. So, you know, we'll have a lifetime bond with our local hospital.
Well, I'm so glad everything, I mean, turned out so well for you guys. And so she's okay today and she's
excellent. You know, thanks to amazing research, she's on an insulin pump and a continuous glucose monitor. And so we're able to see her blood sugar right on our phone.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
And she can deliver insulin, you know, anytime she eats, anytime her blood sugar is high. We can catch it if it ever goes really low. We get an alarm. So, you know, we feel very fortunate to be living in a time where these types of tools are available.
There's an app for that.
Exactly.
Amazing. Amazing. So cool.
Exactly.
Well, Abigail, this is such a great story, a great ending to something that was really scary in the very beginning. But again, thanks to the credit unions and Credit Unions for Kids, Children's Miracle Hospitals, and the doctors and the technology, absolutely, everything turned out A-OK.
Absolutely. Yeah. We just couldn't be more thankful and blessed.
Indeed. Well, great message to end on. Abigail, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing that wonderful story with us. Appreciate the time as well.